Thank you and good afternoon. The sheriff's office are searching for 36-year-old Adam Sundberg, who remains at large following an attempted kidnapping in Trinidad Wednesday afternoon. Sundberg was involved in a verbal argument with his ex-girlfriend at the Trinidad Cemetery, and Sundberg broke out her car windows with a baseball bat. The victim was able to get away driving to Murphy's Market. However, Sundberg caught up and was able to take control of the vehicle and drove down Fox Farm Road in West Haven. The victim said Sundberg threw her out of the vehicle and began threatening her, and ultimately assaulted her before fleeing into a heavily wooded area. The victim was reported safe, and Sundberg faces multiple charges, including battery, kidnapping, and felony domestic violence. Three men and three male juveniles were booked into county jail following a brawl between another group of people at a residence on Home Avenue in Fortuna Wednesday night. The brawl was planned ahead of time after two male adults were involved in an earlier fight in the afternoon. A group of three men and three juveniles showed up to the residence around 7 o'clock with knives, a wooden club, and a handgun, which was discharged in the air one time during the brawl. When Fortuna officers arrived on scene, the other group of people involved fled the area. However, officers arrested 19-year-old Victor Sanchez and 18-year-olds Luis Moreno and Jose Gonzalez, as well as the three juveniles. They were all booked into county jail and juvenile hall respectively, and Fortuna police say there were no serious injuries reported. The sheriff's office booked 34-year-old wanted suspect Joshua Keyes into county jail Wednesday night after he was located at the Sherry Heights Casino. Keyes was listed as one of two suspects involved in an armed robbery that occurred at a residence on McKinleyville Avenue on February 18th. Keyes was spotted in the casino and he was quickly apprehended as he attempted to flee from deputies. 9 grams of meth were found on Keyes' person, as well as the keys to the vehicle he escaped in during that burglary. He was booked into county jail for not only robbery, but for his felony parole warrant. A physical altercation in Garberville between a mother and her daughter led them into county jail Wednesday night. The fight began at a residence in the 400 block of Melville Road when 48-year-old Electra Richards hit 22-year-old Amber Richards in the head with a metal bat. The fight continued to escalate to a point where Amber and Electra got into separate vehicles and rammed into each other. Deputies arrived on scene and arrested both Electra and Amber, and they were booked into jail on 2 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. In Garberville, a domestic dispute at a Redwood Drive residence over the custody of a child led to the arrest of 32-year-old Kellen Sibley Wednesday night. Deputies responded to the home and spoke with the female victim, who reported that during the dispute, Sibley forcibly stole her phone and then placed their child in the vehicle unrestrained and then left the scene. Sibley was eventually located and pulled over near the intersection of Maple Street and Redwood Drive. He was arrested and booked into county jail for domestic violence, robbery, child endangerment, and other charges. The child was returned unharmed to the female victim. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office is investigating a possible assault after speaking with the male victim at a local hospital at close to midnight on Tuesday. The victim reported that he was walking around Eureka when he was offered a ride by two unknown men and two unknown females. The victim was taken to a residence in the Lolita area, and he was held down by the four suspects as they burned him with glass pipes and he was cut with an unknown object. The victim was able to flee to the Tribal Youth Services near Bear River Casino before being transported to the hospital. St. Joseph's Hospital has announced that its Heart Institute has been designated as a receiving center for the treatment of severe heart attacks, which means the Heart Institute exceeds the national standards for the time it takes to treat patients with severe heart attacks. The designation also recognizes the coordination between the hospital and first responders who get patients to the hospital for treatment. The designation also means that ambulance crews may bypass other hospitals in order to get a heart attack patient to St. Joe's, because not every hospital is equipped to deal with severe heart attack patients. This afternoon, the State Assembly approved a bill that would raise the minimum smoking age from 18 to 21, and it now heads to the governor's desk. Senate Bill 2X7 will merge with AB 2X8, and Assemblymember Jim Wood is the principal co-author of the bill. It's estimated that 90% of all smokers start before the age of 21, Wood said in a statement. Fewer smokers means healthier people, and that means less money being spent on healthcare. The only loser in this equation is the tobacco companies, and in my opinion, they've won for long enough. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.